Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And again, it's Friday Night Live, hour number two. What?
You know what I just realized? Oh.
Can you talk into a microphone? It's radio?
Yeah, but this side of the headphone doesn't work.
We're in mono, because speaking is mono. Music right. is stereo.
Why? But I've never noticed that before.
Then that always like been it. That way.
Oh, it's driving me nuts. Hold on, I need to flip it.
Short drive. All right, here we are in the topic du jour tonight. Before we went to break, was Sean called in and talked about how rude you were to accuse me of saying that I had fake boxes instead of boots.
Maybe that ear is just sensitive because this sounds normal now.
By the way, if anybody wants to call in, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will get you up on the air and talk about whatever you would like. We can talk about the protest at Dr. Acton's.
Ugh, please don't. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Me. I'm just kidding.
You do like to talk about yourself. There is a long history of you liking to talk about yourself.
I know.
Oh, here we go. Phone call du jour. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I think we need to get either Judge Waltner or Judge Mathis on the case there. Sounds like she's got a pretty good case against you there. Isn't it?
You think she's got the better case?
I believe he probably ruled for her on them boots.
Before he died, I interviewed Judge Waltner, so I think he might rule for me.
Oh, really?
I did, yeah. And I know Judge Joe Brown well, so I'm sure he'd rule for me.
Oh, boy, I don't know. She might just have the lucky ticket, or else she might be able to find one of them dirty deed guys out there and might slip your trunk open and get in there and get them boots.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if she knew some of those guys, but...
You want to help me out?
Who, me? I'm no good at picking locks, so I'd probably get called before I got in there.
If you bought somebody a gift and they said you got empty boxes, now isn't that an insulting thing to say?
Well, yeah, empty boxes, why would you give empty boxes?
That's my question exactly.
Because he likes to joke around. So I just thought because he wouldn't let me hold the shoes or see them, that maybe he was just playing a prank on me and got me empty boxes.
We walked from the mall to the car.
So he got you boots and tried to hold them hostage on you.
He bought me boots back in February, and I still have not seen them.
Oh, my God. I'd take him to small claims court on that. You'll come out big time.
Well.
He might be missing for a couple weeks there. They might lock you up.
Well, you know, I think you've got to have manners in life. And when you buy somebody a gift, like at Christmas, if you bought somebody a gift, and they said, oh, that's just an empty box under your tree. Well, Santa Claus would not give them that gift.
That's true, but I'll tell you what. I think I give her the boots, or else you might have a little stay with Bubba, if you know what I mean.
Well, I don't know about that. But she probably knows some of those nefarious characters.
Oh, I do.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it.
That doesn't sound too good. I think we should have a on-the-radio court. Mm-hmm.
Well, we need a good judge, though. I don't know who would... Maybe, who would be a good judge?
Me.
No, you. No. You're as biased as the day is long. Let's see here. Who could we get as a good judge?
Get Jeff Ruth.
Yeah, Jeff would rule in my favor. We could use Jeff.
You can't have someone that's going to... You have to have someone that doesn't know
Charlie.
Either of us.
Charlie Evers, there you go.
Darn right. Charlie and I go way back.
Well, let's get him on the phone.
I bet he'd enjoy that.
Oh, I bet he would. He would love a good judge. A judgment in my favor.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let you guys go.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Phone lines are open. It's just that easy. 740-383-9944. That's two for me.
No, he agreed with me.
No, he said you know nefarious characters who could do bad things, but you're rude in to say that I had empty boxes, and Sean said the same thing, so that's two for me.
Look, Sean's my bestie. He'll rule for me.
He's your bestie because I've said I am not your bestie.
But you decided different.
Not really.
Oh, you did. I have messages proving that I'm your bestie.
Okay, back to this bestie thing, because this was a conversation this week as well. You said...
And if you tell me that I'm not your bestie, I will screenshot the post, or the message, and post it all over your Facebook.
Listen, the point is, you have wanted to be my bestie since, like, November.
Look, I'm going back now.
Now, am I right or wrong about this?
Yeah.
Okay. So why does it have to be reciprocal bestification?
It just does.
I mean, I appreciate that you want me to be your bestie, but I, you know, I've got a lot of friends.
But I'm the best. Duh.
Well, I don't know.
You already told me I was.
You threatened to send nefarious characters out to my house.
Well,
that'll change your mind.
We're going to find this. I think it was today that you told me that.
No, I don't think it was.
It was either today or yesterday.
You know who my real bestie is.
Yeah, me.
Well, I think you want to be.
I'm looking for the message now.
It's high excitement.
Oh, there was the groupie message.
Oh, man.
See, that's how we're besties. We just...
We
say it
at the same time. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say. I wonder if that guy out, who was it him and his wife, was knocking back the Pinot Grigio that night a couple weeks ago.
Boy, I need that delivered to me.
I like Pinot Grigio.
I've never had it.
It's good. White wine.
Yeah, I can't say that I've had it. Is it sweet?
Not really.
Oh. I like sweet, fruity drinks. I'm a total girl when it comes... Or tequila.
A sweet, fruity drink.
Or tequila.
Or tequila.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Stop looking for this message. It doesn't exist.
I'll find it later.
So the point is, we don't have to be besties.
I think I found it. Oh, no, no, no.
Wow, that was good silence there.
I found the messages, but anyway, we'll post those later.
No, we won't.
Oh, we will.
First of all, we all know that messages can be doctored up.
But they're not.
But they are. If they say that I say you're my bestie, that's doctored up.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
So what else is on your mind? How about you pick a topic, since I've steered this whole show up to this point?
Boots.
I told you, this may never happen now.
Oh, it'll happen. Is that why I drive everywhere now?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but it works, doesn't it?
I see. You know, your new neighbor saw me today. She kind of looked at me weird.
Well, most people who see you look at you weird.
I mean, yeah, she's probably like, who is that girl?
Well, that's right.
Sorry, I had to do a drink. My mouth is so dry. I think it's because I had that piece of chicken that was so hot and burnt my mouth earlier.
We all mourned over that.
Oh, that was terrible.
So, the subject is...
I didn't tell a joke yet.
Well, that's good, because you can't tell a joke.
I can tell great jokes.
Don't you have anything on your mind? Don't you have any subjects, broad or small, big or large? Something we can talk about?
I don't know. I started school this week. I got done with that. I got hundreds on both my quizzes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that was fun. I got promoted.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
We're looking for subjects here, not statements.
I just don't talk about me. I'm
obviously
the subject.
That's not a very deep subject.
Well, I got A's and I got... I don't know. Why did you put me on the spot like that, man?
this is a radio show. There's got to be something rolling around in that head of yours.
Actually, it's pretty empty right now.
Now, see, if I would have said that, there'd have been all kinds of nasty feedback.
If you would have said that my head's empty?
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. It's fine. I think all my brain went into writing that paper last night.
Well, I remember my college days. I was good at paper writing.
I'm not.
I'm an English major.
I know, because I sent you... I said, hey, I'm really having trouble writing this paper. And I sent you the directions and like what I had to write about. And you said, oh, that's easy, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I don't know anything that you just said. I don't understand what you just said. And so then, not only did you repeat yourself, you added more big words.
I was trying to explain it to you.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I don't understand. Like, you can't keep using the same big words that I don't get and then expect me to understand
it. I broke it down.
But I didn't understand it.
Clearly.
Yeah.
English is the easiest because... Oh. No, it is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Well, it is because...
I hate English.
No, English is the easiest because...
Hate English.
English is the easiest because it basically all comes down to... Can you express yourself clearly? That's all it's about.
I repeated myself. I had to write four paragraphs, and I'm pretty sure that I repeated myself in every single paragraph and just worded it a different way.
This is interesting. Being an English teacher, it's fascinating because you know why most people are bad writers?
Why?
That brings it up. That's an interesting point. Because most people are good, what's the right word I can use here? Fabricators in person. Mm-hmm. Like, if I ask you a question, most people have learned how to lie in person, but you can't lie in writing a paper because you've got to support what you're saying. And if you're not good at expressing yourself verbally, you're not going to be good at expressing yourself on paper.
Yeah.
So it becomes a problem.
Oh, it was terrible.
Because people who speak in hyperbole don't write well.
I don't even know what that means.
People who speak in, like, try to make it sound like they know what they're talking about, but really don't, can't write well because it really shows in the writing that you don't know.
I don't.
Right.
I don't at all.
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing because that's usually what makes a bad writer.
And I, like, asked you for help. And
no,
you're
no,
like,
no, no, no.
That was me asking for help without asking for help. And you're like, well, I'm sure someone will help you. It's easy. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Perfect.
What did you want me to do? What was I supposed to do when you asked me and I gave you like a definition of what you needed to do?
I need you to show up at my house and be like, look, we're going to write this paper together.
I told you it was ABA style. And you needed.
I don't even know what that is.
ABA.
I don't know what that is. I know APA.
ABA is where you make your statement, you back it up. And then you make your statement again with a conclusion.
Oh, I did not do that.
Mm.
I wrote two paragraphs for the first question and two paragraphs for the second.
And then a non-verbal, verbal response.
I don't know what that means either.
Is where you... No, it's non-verbal because it's writing. It's not spoken.
Yeah, so I start my... This is liberal arts. This is not even English. So my English class... starts in June, so I'm going to need your help.
I'm reasonable rates-wise as a tutor.
I might be willing to pay you.
Well, I'm good at English. I'm good at... I'm good at English. I'm good at history. I'm good at most things in college.
Oh, good. I suck at English and I suck at history, but I'm great at math and science.
Yeah, I was good at those too, but...
Nobody cares.
College to me was okay. I've kept all my college books and I've kept all my notebooks. They're in totes out in my garage. Took a lot of sociology, psychology.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got to clean my garage out because Memorial Day's coming and it's already May the 8th. And my garage is like a good thrift store. There's all kinds of stuff out there that I did not realize was out there that's like... stuff people would find at a thrift store.
I know. I can barely open my door when I, like, get out of the car in there.
Yeah, so that's why I need to go through that stuff.
I told you I'd help you. But that means free tutoring for English.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That's the payment.
No, no, no,
then I'm not helping.
Oh, okay. That's as close as you'll ever get to those boots.
We'll see about that.
We know me and we know you. Who's going to win a fight?
Me.
A physical fight?
Yes.
I highly doubt that.
You won't hit me.
I wouldn't hit you.
Exactly. That's why I'd win.
But I could stop you from hitting me.
Oh, then why did I punch you 3 times the other day?
Because I didn't see it coming.
Exactly.
Because you were sitting next to me and we were supposed to be doing a Facebook Live.
All I got to do is go for the knees.
Yeah, that's what they all say. What I'm saying is that...
I'm sure there's something I could hit you with in that garage.
No, you know, I gotta go through the totes and figure out which, because I'll just throw out some of those totes.
Oh, so can I just have those?
No.
Totes?
Why would you?
Like, can you throw out the stuff that's in them and I take the totes to use for my son at home so I don't have to buy any?
I have things out there like pressure cookers and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Television.
My pressure cooker's inside my house.
I have a television. I have a couch. I have kitchen chairs. I have tablecloths, clothes.
Interesting.
All kinds of stuff.
Oh, I know you have clothes.
How do you know I have clothes?
You told me.
Yeah, there are clothes out there.
Yeah.
I have all my college books.
I might need some of those too. Save them.
They're interesting because I had to buy them, and you know they were expensive.
Yeah, I know. I just paid $74 for a book, and I was like, I'm never even going to read this book.
I don't remember. I used some of them, I'm sure, but not a lot of them.
Yeah, well, our teacher said that the only way that we could pass the class is with the book. We'll see.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I would want somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Oh, you know what's funny? Oh.
Oh, so nobody wanted to say it. Quick.
The class is for my college success class. It's not even for my liberal arts class like the book is. Like, what?
Well, you want to have success. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, hello. I'm back again.
How are you doing?
Good. You know, I was watching this thing on Facebook. You know, I don't think it's a good idea that we're going to be open up all the restaurants.
No, I'd have to agree with you. I think it's a bad idea on the 21st, and I think we're going to end up closing them again.
But I have a feeling I'm going to be there.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to be crazy because they say it's going to be another wave coming through all this mess. I don't know.
But I think people are a little uptight about this thing. They need to get away from the doctor's house.
Doctor who?
Dr. Ecton.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, she needs to go take a nap.
What, people don't need to be protesting at her house.
No, no. But she needs to take a nap, but I think she's up all the time.
Well, yeah, she is up all the time. She's very busy, her and Governor DeWine.
Yeah. Right, they need to take they both need to take a nap.
They took the day off today. No press conference.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I think they wanted a 3-day weekend.
Yeah. That's good. They need to take a rest. They've been working too hard.
Well, it's an interesting time. I think we'll all look back on this time in a very interesting way.
Yeah. By the way, you were talking about your garage.
Yes, go right ahead. That's where I put all the chairs that you've broken.
I didn't break no chairs in your house.
Well, okay. Go ahead.
What chair did I break in your house? Well, actually, the one on State Street. Oh, that was horrible. Or on Boston Street. That was crazy.
You about went through the ceiling.
Yes, I remember that. That one was horrible.
That is true.
That sucker was like 100 years old, though.
Well, other people had sat in it with no problem. How many chairs have you broken around the studio? You broke one during the Mr. McFeely show.
Oh, that's because that was old. It was a mall chair.
They're all old.
It was a mall chair that was sitting in the, probably in one of those stores for like 6 to 7 years.
It was a metal chair. You bent it.
Bailey, help me out here.
He's mean. I'm on your side with this one. He's mean to me. He won't give me my boots.
He won't give you your boots?
No.
So she comes over to help you clean out your garage. You're going to give her the boots?
No. Who made that deal?
Oh.
No, that deal was never made.
I thought I heard something about that.
No, I don't know if she'll ever see the boots because I don't know if she can really be that nice. She's got a nasty streak.
Have you ever known me to be mean?
Oh, go ahead. Tell the truth.
I've never... I'm not around. I'm around you much. Not. She's always been nice to me.
Okay. Now, you've been around me a lot. Now, what can you say about me?
What do we want to start at?
Well, you go. What are you talking about? Now, go right ahead. Who always has the birthday gifts on time? Who always has the Christmas gifts? Who always is there for anything?
Your best.
You are. I can obviously see, you know, Scott, if I need something, he's there for me.
Darn right. And when you were ill a few weeks ago, who came over to your house?
Yeah, you did. You came over.
I'm Johnny on the spot. Who took you out to eat when you were ill and first time out of the house?
What do you mean?
You know where we went to eat? We went and ate.
Oh, yes. We went to the delicious place, Root Beer Stand.
We did?
Oh, I love that place. Do you like that place, there, Bailey?
No.
Oh, you don't like root beer?
I don't like root beer.
Well, no, you,
among
you
other things.
There's other stuff than root beer. They have, like, delicious, like, what do we have? Oh, the french fries are homemade.
Oh, yeah. Delicious. With, like, bacon and cheese and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
no,
really
actually, honestly, I've only been there twice in my adult life. I don't remember much as a kid. I could have been there as a kid, but,
Yeah.
Yeah. I went there, it's been a few years.
We're talking about my niceness at this point.
But Scott, you know, speaking of your garage again, let's go back to that subject. I think those pictures that you said I lost, I think the negative has to be in that area somewhere. So
why don't you tell people what you did?
We'll have to go through the garage sometime. And find those pictures.
You lost them.
Well, I had a car wreck. And I think they might have got smashed with the car. I don't know.
Celebrity pictures that I gave you, one of a kind, and you lost them.
I cannot find them anywhere. I have no idea what happened to them. The only thing I could figure, they got smashed in between the door. When I had the car wreck, they're in the junkyard somewhere.
Well, that's a good place for them. That warms my heart at night.
Oh, yeah, I think I tried to think who it was. Debbie Reynolds.
Betty White.
Betty White. I was holding the microphone with...
Mark McEwen. B. Arthur. McEwen. Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah, Vicki Lawrence.
All gone. Who cares at this point? They're gone.
Well, I'm sure you have the negatives somewhere in that garage.
I'm telling you, I've been through. I know what's in the garage. I just need to go through it.
I mean, that thing's stacked close to the ceiling.
It is. I have a lot of stuff.
I'm sure we can find something in there.
I think we can both help him. You can help me overtake him, and I'll take the boots and run.
So what kind of boots are these, anyway?
God.
They're cowgirl boots.
If anybody says boots on this program again, I'm walking off the show.
are you going to be like a Dorothy Fulltime?
Dorothy Fulltime. I will walk off this set.
Well, my boots are...
No, I mean, are they, like, special or something? I mean, how much are they?
$20.
Are they special?
$20.
They're really special.
They are?
Yeah.
So, Scott, why'd you buy cowboy girl boots for?
Because she put a gun in my back and said, if you don't buy them, I'm going to plug you. I didn't think I'd look good with a hole through the center of me, and I thought, well, I better do this.
So you have these cowboy boots since cowgirl boots, whatever they are, since February?
February.
Huh.
Yeah, since the Nashville trip.
Okay.
You can see them tomorrow on eBay and Amazon. And,
can you at least wait till Monday? Then I'll have some money and I can buy them.
And it'll also be on, what's that other site? Craigslist. It'll be up on Craigslist.
Craigslist. Oh, you can put them on Facebook Marketing, too.
Swap Shop.
Swap Shop. I'll never forget Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. The Swap Shop theme. Did you hear that the other day, Bailey, when we played the best of Charlie?
Yes, I did.
That clip puts so me funny. Away every time.
That was funny.
Well, you know what really puts me away is when
you forget to take your diabetic shot and eat that whole carton of ice cream.
Oh, jeez.
I remember the day that was on, though. I listened that day.
Well, Charlie wanted to get in a throwdown with me about poinsettia and poinsettia.
I know, it was so funny.
And we were both drinking heavy that day, so it was a thing.
I know. It was great.
God bless Charlie Evers. Can't wait for him to get back.
Right, me too.
So, what were you saying about that clip? I wish we had that clip here. We'd play it.
When we get that call, that call comes in.
Yeah, he's out there listening.
Yeah.
It's a funny clip.
What was that? Yeah, that was a funny clip.
But it is, for Charlie's edification, it is poinsettia.
Oh, I don't understand the flowers. I'm not a flower person.
You were three sheets to the day that win, too, you and Terry Tackett.
No, Terry Tackett, when he had one drink, I had like five or six.
That was a day. Gosh, they kept pouring those moonshine eggnogs.
It was really good, though. You know, I didn't think I was going to like eggnog, but I guess I kind of do now.
Yeah, well, Charlie was knocking them back like, and he had to go get a blood test that day. I bet his blood was so thin.
See, I like the cinnamon like that, the cinnamon eggnog, but I don't like the regular.
So that was your Christmas tradition, huh, Bales?
Yeah.
What's that?
Listening to that show.
Yeah. I mean, I was at work that day, but...
Hey, Bales, do you like eggnog?
I've never had alcoholic eggnog, but yeah, I like eggnog.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I didn't think I was going to like it.
Well, you know what's funny is I was here one day when they were drinking eggnog, and nobody ever offered me any.
They didn't?
No. That's kind of rude, isn't it?
When was this?
This past year.
I don't remember you being here.
Yeah. One of the days I was. Because you guys were all in here drinking, and Charlie's wife was here.
this station... This station...
Because Charlie's wife went to the store down there.
Oh, God.
You remember now?
I do at Christmas, and I do at whatever day that was. I was celebrating something.
I think it might have been like Thanksgiving.
Charlie and I have drank a lot together now that I think about it. Charlie and I drink every Christmas. We've drank apparently that day. We used to go over to the OK and get Yinglings. And
I think it was Thanksgiving because I think it was the night, like, I was there that whole day, remember?
Oh, God, yes.
I know. And everybody was here, and then we met up with Sean later.
And had a blizzard.
Yeah. We need to do that again, like ASAP.
Oh, a blizzard?
Yes.
Yeah, me and you need to go.
Who would you rather go with, Sean?
I would go with both of you guys.
Well, what if only one of us is willing to go?
Then he'll go with me.
Who's saying no? You saying no?
Well, yeah, I don't think I would really travel with her again. Last time we did, it was a horrific event.
He has to ride home with me, so he's in trouble.
So you might have to call Red Cab.
Uber. I bet I could pay him in boots. I'll say, when we get to where I live, I got three pairs of boots for you.
Nobody wears my size.
Listen, these cab drivers in town will get them on their feet.
Do we even have cab drivers anymore, Marion?
Yeah, there's Frank's cab. I see that around every so often.
Oh, really? I haven't seen. We used to have what? Red Cab, Frank's Cab, and Chuck's Cab, or whatever it's called. Or...
You remember Red Cab, don't you?
Oh, I remember Red Cab. Oh, yeah. I remember that well.
Well, why don't you tell people that story? That's a good story about the cabbing industry. Now, don't tell any association, but just tell basically what happened.
Well, we tried to drop this guy off there, so he sent him back to Washington Courthouse.
And what happened? I went in and tried to speak to the Red Cap guy.
And he said it was too far.
And so then I came back out and did what?
Came back out at the time. It was Courtesy Inn. And you tried to get... We went over to the Courtesy Inn and you told that guy to get out.
Oh, my.
Middle of the night.
Middle of the night. And he wasn't, of course. And so, I don't know what happened exactly. What happened after that?
I don't know. I don't know if they ever did find the body.
Oh, no.
No, but he was a weirdo, and I was trying to drop him off in the middle of nowhere, but he wouldn't get out of the car.
Don't remember that. But I think finally, after he heard cops and sirens, he ran.
Oh, boy.
Something like that. Is that how it went, Scott?
Something like that. He had a fear of cops.
Yeah. It was a weird day. But, yeah, it was an interesting story.
Interesting adventures.
We have some interesting stories over the years, don't we?
Yeah, but a lot of those can't be told.
But you know, I had a good time going visit the Shade the other day, Scott.
Yes, we went, and then, you know, we won't say who we went and visited, but Sean and I went to the cemetery the other day, and we visited somebody's shade.
Oh.
Paid our respects.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
They've went on to their reward, so we went and visited the shade.
I know, I've heard about this.
I love that terminology.
I know.
It's so much better than saying died in Tombstone.
Okay.
Bailey, you heard what I'm doing, right? I'm getting frozen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, again, we don't want to go through this, but you live alone. You have to be... The freezing process has to be started within 30 minutes of your death. So when you have your massive heart attack at home in bed alone...
That's rude.
Who's going to be there within 30 minutes? They'll probably find you like 5 days later, you know, and laying in a pile of cheese and ketchup in your bed.
That's not true. Maybe pizza, not cheese and ketchup.
Yeah. And then I can't wait to speak at your funeral.
Oh, please don't let him speak.
I know what Scott's going to say. Go ahead, Scott. Give me my eulogy. Go ahead. Tell me.
Well, I'll say I told him for years he needed to get his diabetes and blood pressure under control. He didn't listen to me, and look where he is now. And it is sad that his final words were, "One more piece of pizza won't kill me."
Oh.
See how he is, Bailey?
He's rude.
Yeah.
Just be lucky I'm going to show up to the funeral.
Hey, that's rude. Don't talk about my bestie like that.
You're going to have to come to Michigan because I'm going to be in a tank.
Well, listen, you'll probably be in the tank when you die.
I will be frozen.
What? You just believe it. I told you the other day, if they dropped you in that tank in Michigan, the water would spill over the top and doctors would be slipping and sliding all over the place.
Well, you know Larry King's going to get frozen.
Who would want to freeze him?
He is. I believe. Isn't he getting frozen? Right.
This is just a fear of death. What do you think, Bailey?
I want to be made into a tree.
Am I the only one who wants a normal death?
No.
Just let me die and bury me.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to bury me, but I want to be cremated and then put in one of those little urns that turn into a tree.
Ooh, that's fascinating.
But, Scott, you want to be in a Marion cemetery, right?
Yeah, I want to be in a Marion cemetery. But I...
And then when you come visit my shade, It'll really be shade because it'll be a tree.
I don't think I'll come visit, though.
I know people die way before me.
No. I just don't. I don't care to visit.
Well, you're like 20 years older, so.
No. You're going to have a hard time walking out of here with broken knees.
You hear that threat, right?
So I'm going to be up in Michigan. You're going to be in Marion. And Bailey's going to be in the tree.
Yep.
So there you go.
We'll be dead. It won't matter. Death. It's over.
Well, here's the difference, though. I'll be coming back in 100 years.
And what? Then you'll die then?
They'll
bury you in 100 years?
Well, when you get frozen, they when they find what you died of, they bring you back.
Now, when are they going to be able to fix all somebody's arteries and heart muscle? And they won't be able to fix that.
Yeah, they will. It's called clone. They're going to clone it.
Wonder what the smell will be like.
Oh,
I've smelt some pretty bad cologne.
Yeah, you know they believe in that. I believe in cloning. I think we should be able to clone in the United States.
I don't.
You don't think so?
No. I think one of everybody's enough.
Well,
I could not handle two of me.
No, I mean not clone the whole body, but clone like. I'm saying, like, if you have, like, a heart, you know, like, clone somebody's heart, you know, or arteries, or, you know,
Sean,
tissues.
Could you imagine if someone had my personality?
Well, see, I'm not around you as much.
She's criminally insane.
Are you really? I think you're okay, Bailey.
Oh, thank you. You should come around more often.
Is it that bad?
No. Well, you'd feel differently.
I don't think so. I think I'm pretty awesome.
Are you?
Isn't that conceited?
Conceited is, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so too.
You're not supposed to agree.
Well, what did he say?
He just said I was conceited.
Oh, no, she's not conceited.
She just said she was great. That's the definition of conceit.
I was awesome. There's a difference.
I only pay half attention to half the things she says, to be honest.
You're funny.
So, what was I going to talk about? What were we talking about earlier? I was going to bring that up.
I don't know. We started with the garage. We've been through that.
The garage. Yeah, we've been through that. We've been through the open up the restaurants.
You should come here one Friday with us and be in studio.
Oh, you invite me to you guys' show? You guys want me to be live so I can make you guys' ratings go up?
Yes. Next week.
I won't be here next week. I've got a vacation coming up.
No, you don't. You can't go anywhere.
Oh, Scott, you're taking a vacation day?
I've invited you to the station before.
You did?
Oh, yes, before the thing happened.
When?
Pandemic. I invited you to come be part of a show.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, well. That's the first sign of COVID. Not being able to remember something.
Oh, man.
Well, we're down to the last 5 minutes already. I'm glad you called
really?
In tonight.
Well, you're welcome.
You have to come in sometime.
Yeah, next Friday.
I will.
I'll pick you up.
All right.
Are you like the Uber driver now?
Yeah, I got a new car, so.
You got a new car? What kind?
A Honda Civic.
Really? I'll trade you. You can have my CRV, and I'll take your Honda Civic.
No. It cost me like $12 to fill up right now.
Fuck you.
And it's a 2017.
Oh, there you go.
I know.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome, and I hope you get your boots tonight.
I'll try.
Not a chance.
Sneaking.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And the phone lines are open for 5 more minutes, 740-383-9944. So what did we learn tonight?
That Sean's going to be on next week. And I'm going to pick him up.
Maybe. Maybe.
And we're going to go get blizzards. Ooh.
Oh, I'm busy next week.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Hanging out with the bestie.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you'll find out next Friday. Honk that horn. Are you here, or what are you doing?
Yeah. Next week. Next weekend is Austin's birthday.
That's nice.
Well, actually next Monday, but I'll probably do something next weekend. Bake him a cake or something.
Nice.
Yeah. He'll be 5.
That's cool. Time blows by.
Yes. He's a handful. You know that?
Yeah, nice kid.
Oh, he's something. He is something.
Now, next week, when I'm here with my bestie, will you listen?
No, because I'll be here.
Oh, okay. We went through this one time before. You seem rather mute tonight.
I was fine. But
here comes the violent streak again.
You can't block it.
She's trying to flick a hair tie at me.
It won't hurt that bad.
Oh, that bad. Just a little bit, huh?
Just a little.
What was on your lip there?
My lips are chapped really bad.
Disgusting.
I know.
I don't know if you'll get the boots or not, to be honest with you. You've got to be nice.
I'm very nice.
Well, you haven't been nice tonight.
Yes, I have.
Not really. And I'm the decider on this.
I was nice to the guy at Sonic.
Well, good. Go tell him to buy you some boots. And I'm judge, jury, and executioner on this whole thing.
Oh, that was funny last week, though.
He was an interesting guy.
Yeah, he wasn't as funny this week.
I don't know that he was all that funny last week. He was just...
He tried. A for effort.
But an F for failure. You are bad at English. A does not effort. No.
Yeah, but that's what people say.
What people?
Like all people.
Not me.
Yeah.
I say E's for effort.
Well, I'm just saying he got an A. Like, you know, like you get a grade for effort.
I've given grade. Yes, I understand what that's all about.
Well, I was just making sure that you understood what I was talking
right
about.
Right now you're in the F department.
Oh, well, that happens sometimes.
It does happen every so often.
Yeah.
Here's the lesson people should take away from this show tonight. Be nice, and maybe people will be nice to you.
I'm always nice.
Not really. But, you know, when you're nice, good things happen. It's a karma thing.
Interesting. Intriguing. I said that word earlier, and you thought it was funny.
Well, it's because of the conversation we were having. I thought, why is that intriguing?
I just wanted to sound smart.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Didn't work.
I like to use big words sometimes.
We're down to the final 60 seconds of this big broadcast. No, though, we got, is it 60 seconds? Yeah, we're down to the final 60.
I don't know.
Of this big broadcast, Friday Night Live. We'll be back next Friday from 8 until 10 p.m. Well, I'll be back.
I'll be back, too.
And Sean and the third party will be here next Friday night.
With our
8 to 10 on WWGH Radio.
Oh, I'm going to sneeze. With our flurries, or not flurries, whatever they're called, blizzards.
Then I'll tell everybody what a bestie is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Next week. So tune in for that one.
What is, the 15th. I can't believe it's already going to be the middle of May.
All right. Middle of May, and we'll be back here next Friday night, middle of May. And it's going to be nice weather next Friday, I think.
I hope.
I hope everybody has a great night. For Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
Bye.
This is Friday Night Live.
The latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.